our job is to get to the last rectangle on the field. And, you know, we did that sometimes today. And, you know, no matter how degree of difficulty it was, you know, our job as offense is to put points up on the board. You know, that's what you guys want to report about. That's what guys come, that's what fans come to see. That's why we play this game, and to, you know, to put points in everybody from offensively, defensively, as well as special teams to do their job out there.
Being a spectator today, do you get a different perspective on what the offense looks like from being on the sidelines and watching things?
Well,
take it as a learning opportunity?
It comes with the game. And, you know, I get one perspective as a fan, you know, watching those guys out there. But, you know, tomorrow is going to be really key for us as a team. You know, we got a lot of guys out there new to this. You know, some things that it was questionable with executing. But, you know, we're going to come back tomorrow, you know, get a rest and be prepared to come back to work.
What do you think of the offensive line, the way they protected the first game?
Well, not only the offensive line, as a whole offense, it was some things that gave us sparks or flares of things that we know we're capable of. But just like quarterback play, just like receiver play, just like offensive line play and running back play, you know, it wasn't consistent enough. And, you know, for me looking back at it, it's easy for me to say and it's easy for me to critique, but it's my job as a leader on this team to hold this offense, to hold this team to a standard. And I know we're capable of upholding.
Cam, can you talk about Brandon Williams and the strides you've seen him make?
Man, swole. Swole is been you know, came back in this camp with a vengeance. I had to spend some time with him this off season, and just getting to know him better. You know, he's a great guy. He comes in to work with that mentality that I need to get better. And he looks up to, you know, Greg, and with the addition to Ed Dixon, man, those guys have been staying a very close-knit group, and it shows. You know, when Swole caught the pass, you know, who was the loudest screamer on the sideline? It was Greg. You know, Greg is telling him, you know, go back, make another play, go back, make another play. You know, there's no need for you to come out because, you know, that's how those guys encourage each other. We're going to need more of that.
What are you telling Kelvin on the sidelines? You guys spent a lot of time together over there. Are you taking him through the plays that are going on out there? What are you talking about?
At the end of the day, it has to be, you know, things that he's thinking what I'm thinking. And the sooner we can get on the same page, the better off we all will be. Not just with Kelvin, but, you know, with Jericho, Avant, and, you know, with Greg. You know, me and Greg have been together for as long as I've been here, and there's some things that happen on the field that he's thinking and what I'm thinking, and it shows. So, you know, this is a rapid new thing for Kelvin, not only with Kelvin, but with Jason, you know, Taekwon, and a lot of other guys that this is their first year too. And as long as they can see what I or feel or hear what I'm thinking, you know, it'll be better off for us.